Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
I had a charge on my credit card that neither my wife or I know anything about this company, your company, or haven't done anything with it. And we would like this charge revoked. We would like credit.
Let me see here. Provide me with your email.
What's that?
Your email.
My email is shrek137@sbcglobal.com, but I think this is on .net, I mean. But this is on under my wife's name, so.
So mine is
spell Shrek. What was it? I'm sorry.
Please repeat.
Yeah, say what she. I didn't hear what she was saying. Say that again.
Her email is
justrosie7@gmail.com.
Just JUST Rosie.
Uh huh. 7.
And can I get her first and last name?
Rose Coulter.
Okay. I'm not finding anything for that one.
We just talked to another person who said there was an account out there. And we have no idea how this account came to be.
Okay, what was your email?
My email is Shrek, S-H-R-E-K, 137@sbcglobal.net. But I haven't received any emails from you people.
I'm not finding anything. Provide me with the last 4 digits of the card that was charged.
I'm not going to give you that.
Okay. If you already have an account with us, sir, we would already have that information.
I don't have an account with you.
You're being charged from us, correct?
Well, yeah. So, yeah, you probably do have the number, but I honestly don't trust you people. I don't know you. I have no idea who you are. I don't.
One second, please, sir.
You have, and... Yeah,
I found the account anyway. Verify the shipping address for me.
It's 2471 Brightleaf Court, Wildwood, Missouri, 63011.
The last 4 digits of the card is 4436, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, I do see here she has an account with us for our contest entry. Does she remember entering for a chance to win the iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, blender, anything of that nature?
She did not enter anything. To her knowledge, she did not enter anything.
Okay. Well, if she's sure she didn't order this product, what we can do here for her, we can put her under a fraud investigation, where so we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges. But if she doesn't want to go through the fraud investigation, we offer a courtesy refund of $55 of the most recent charge.
Why can't you refund me the full amount?
We can either go through the fraud investigation, prove it's a fraudulent charge, or...
We have not received any product.
I understand that.
We received nothing.
I understand
charged,
that.
I just got charged this last night. I get a text whenever I get a charge that where there's no card swipe. So this just happened. You ought to be able to cancel it and give us our full refund. And yes, I'm calling my credit card company today, and they're going to be on this as well. So yes, I'm not happy about it. I think that there's some fraud going on, but I think it's your company that's doing it, that you're putting out some sort of contest or something, and somebody, either my wife or somebody else, accidentally clicks on something, and suddenly we're getting charged for something. This has happened to a different company just a week ago. So, yeah, I'm angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, is whether or not is she ordered it or not, sir. Sir, why are you yelling? Why are you yelling and cussing, sir?
I'm cussing because you're not listening to me.
I am listening to you, sir.
Who is in charge there? I want to talk to
the I am in charge, sir. You're talking to the person.
Well,
this is a fraud
department. I want my full refund. I don't want $55.
Sir, I didn't tell you to get $55, sir. You haven't been listening to me at all, sir. I said, no, sir, if you have been listening to me, sir, you would
have
listened.
It's going to take months to resolve itself.
Sir, you didn't ask me how long it would take, sir. So how would
you
know it takes a month, sir?
Me.
Sir, the fraud doesn't take a month, sir. So how would you know that? If you did not
I'm
ask.
Guessing.
Right, you're guessing, sir. Well, you're guessing, sir. It doesn't take a month. If you would ask me, I'll tell you how long it takes.
How long it takes?
It takes up to 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, right. Yeah, that's how long it takes.
And what happens if they don't find anything to say that it was fraud?
All right. If it's not fraud,
then
you'll just
I get
seven. No, sir. If you listen to me, you keep interrupting me. As I was saying, if it's not fraud, you're just going to get 75% back of that charge. But if it is fraud, let me finish, sir, so you can get the full viewpoint of what I'm saying. If you listen to me, sir, you wouldn't be sitting over there mad, so you can get the understanding of it, sir. Now, are you going to listen to me, or are you going to keep screaming over me?
I'm listening.
Thank you. As I was saying, we can either go through the fraud. If you go through fraud and it doesn't appear that it is not a fraud, you'll just get 75% back. But if it is fraud and you didn't order it, you get a full refund. But in this instance now, if you did not want to go through fraud, that's when we issue a $55 refund. But if you're sure you did not order this, she's sure she did not order this, we have the fraud investigation for her. If you're sure you did not order it, sir, and you don't know what this is.
I have no clue what this is.
Okay, if you don't know
don't
what clue,
what
if you don't have a,
is,
okay, you don't know what it is. Do you want to go through fraud, sir?
I still don't understand how do they resolve whether it's fraud or not?
Sir, I just explained this information. I think you were yelling over me while I was trying to explain it.
Okay.
As the fraud investigation
does,
we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address that is on the account so they can verify who ordered the product, where did it come from, and what Wi-Fi they used it from. And during that fraud investigation, sir, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. So we find out, we track down the person who ordered it from the IP address account, sir.
And if it was some sort of accidental, thing on the internet where she accidentally ordered something that she didn't realize she was ordering it, what happens then?
Okay, if she maybe ordered this mistake or anything like that, and you don't want to go through fraud, we'll issue a $55 refund of the charge.
Give me the $55, but I'm telling you, I better see it on my thing, and I'm calling the credit card company, and I'm also letting them know. Okay?
Sure, that's fine, sir.
$4 or whatever, I'm not going to worry about. But I'm going to tell you, if this ever happens again, I am going to get the police involved.
Well,
and
sir,
I'm
if
going
she,
to get law enforcement involved.
If she signs
I
up
think,
for it, sir, I mean,
I
we're going to charge it.
People, I think it's you people that are doing this.
We can't do anything, sir, unless somebody put in their card information.
Well,
we can't just get anybody's card information out of nowhere, so they have to enter it on the site.
How do I know that? How do I know it's not there out on the dark web somewhere? And you're not pulling it off.
Sir, we would be a legal company.
I don't even know
it,
who you
I mean,
are.
You won't know if you ask, sir. That's why you're calling in, correct, to find out why you got charged, right?
And any other company that I've ever dealt with would have said, hey, we understand there's been some confusion. We will give you the full refund because you haven't even – we just charged your card yesterday, last night, and you haven't received any product. You haven't received anything from us. We will give you the full refund because obviously there was a mistake. Any other company that I've ever heard of that's a legitimate organization would do that for somebody who is considered a customer. Because that's what reasonable businesses do. And you clearly are not a reasonable business. And that's what I'm angry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I called you a month later, 2 months later after I've used whatever it is you're going to send me, which I don't even know if you're going to send me anything. You know, I called you the next morning, the next day. Any other company that I've ever dealt with would have said, fine, there's some mix-up, there's some confusion here. We're going to give you a full refund, and we'll call it even. But no, you want to come back and basically charge me $4 for nothing. I got nothing. Actually, I've spent now how long sitting on hold and talking to you and talking to another person, my time. And I'm paying you for that. So understand why I'm angry. I expected to call you people and to get a full refund. That's what I expected. That's what any other reasonable company. I'm a 63-year-old man. I've been dealing with people for 60 years. And you're going to tell me that I don't know how people act, how companies act? I worked for 40 years for a company. We would never have treated a customer like this.
We're not
never.
Treating you anywhere, sir. I mean,
yeah, you
if,
are.
No,
you're,
sir. I mean, if you call,
can't get a full,
okay.
You're telling me that I can't get a full refund on a charge that you just made yesterday.
I didn't say any of that, sir. You just
yeah,
said
you
that.
Did.
When did I sir? When did I say that you could not get a full refund?
Some fraud,
right?
Some fraud thing, which
right.
it could turn out that yeah. Maybe my wife accidentally clicked on something that she didn't realize she clicked on, and you're going to come back and then say, well, you only get 75%. And you didn't even see, we haven't even received any benefit from this. So, yes, I am angry. I better see a credit soon, like today or tomorrow.
No, sir, it doesn't happen that quick, sir.
Like
As I stated,
said,
a refund
oh,
takes
yeah,
3 to 5 business days.
Week, 2 weeks
no,
now?
Sir, I'm trying. Okay, you can talk, sir, since you know everything. Go ahead.
I have no idea how long it's going to take. But it seems to me that in this day and age, with computers and everything else, you ought to be able to do it today. You managed to charge my credit card. You can't give me a credit? It's got to take 3 or 4 or 5 business days to get it done? I don't think so. I don't believe that that's really true. I think you could sit on the computer right now and send me a credit right now. That's what I believe. Well, I'm done talking to you. You're a worthless company that is unbelievable in my mind. And I don't know what I can do to go out and warn people about you and your company, but that's what I would try to do. And I'm certainly going to call my credit card company and let them deal with it. And maybe they can get me a full refund.